Welcome, good friends and inspiring doctors and team members. I'm very excited today for this month's Practice Focus and the beginning of a new series of powerful ideas and actions, decisions and directions that I'm always honored to be your guide for, and to push the limits of your beliefs and expand your possibilities to greater achievement of goals for yourselves and your patients. We're going to dive right in, as we always do, and I will set up the context for you. There's a lot to talk about and even more for you to get done. So I'm going to be as brief as I can and give you time and space to work. Over the past several months, and really a couple of years, we have focused on systems, triangles, tactical discussions with each other and your patients. And overall, you should have by now, created a beautiful flow of experiential dentistry for your patients from the phone all the way to the follow through. And this, done right, has led to greater predictability and control over high level daily goals. The most important of which is your focus on collections, 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 derived from your daily case acceptance of comprehensive dentistry, which is created from your focus on a diagnostically driven patient engagement process based on education, on problems and possibilities, and state of ideal optimal health dentistry. All of this results in your ability to pace out and organize your production in the value-based scheduling methods to maximize your hourly and daily values of your doctor and all team members in treatment rooms, so you can quite literally engineer your goals to be whatever you want them to be. So, that is a giant big picture of here's what this is all about reminder. You get it. And if you don't, go back and listen. It's about getting paid to do dentistry, not doing dentistry to get paid, breaking apart production and collections, and making your practice a collection, a machine, where you out-collect your production every day. If you do a good job, and production is a result of what's collected, not the other way around, and it all stems from diagnosing. Therefore, the biggest leverage we have is the creation of more comprehensive dentistry and a compelling patients to be motivated to move forward on, accept, and pay for their dentistry. Today, we are going to focus on the single most valuable tool ever created in order to influence how a PIT person thinks about what they're about to go through and to prepare them properly so that you are quite literally shaping their perception before they have a chance to make it up on their own, or thereby establishing and setting and controlling their expectations in the first place. This is not totally new. We've done it before. We've worked on this setting of expectations, pre-framing the patient's mind. Today, we're going to get down into the nooks and the crannies, okay, the nuts and the bolts, the details, and we're going to go to work on exactly what you say to set your patients up for success. You're going to tell them exactly what is going to happen and why before it does, because this will lead to them to come to a rational buy-in of whatever it is you are doing before they need to, and that eliminates the need to be defensive or justify after the fact. This is, of course, very advanced stuff. It is what you're ready for. This is all about positive expectancy. This is what is known as pre-framing. Here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to quickly give you the key places I want you to work on pre-framing of your patients, all of which you already know. And then you're going to go to work together to establish very specific phrases and guidelines, scripts if you want to call them that, for what you all want and agree to being the most important things that can be said in your practice to represent your vision and set yourselves and your patients up for success. Done right, this should be very fun, and it will give you incredible confidence to be more proactive. Once you have this built into your protocols and your own muscle memory, if for your specific role in your team and patient flow and your daily success system, you will see and feel an incredible, incredible difference. Okay, I want to get to work. I want to ask every one of you to think about your first engagement with the patient and what the outcome of that engagement that you best want to see achieved. It's cause and effect. Okay? What is the effect you want to have on the patient? Therefore, what cause do we need to exert? On the phone, we want an appointment, but first we want to find out more about the patient. We want to show them we care. We also want to build the desire into the, you know, your practice, that they see you as different and they're excited. We want them to want to have a comprehensive exam, to meet the doctor, discuss their goals. Once your patients are in your practice, if you are using insurance, what do you want to say to your patients so that they think differently about it from moment one? And they have been pre-framed before the final treatment presentation. This can also be done right before you actually present treatment and bring up insurance. Remember, the less it's talked about, mentioned, focused on, the better for everyone, always. Now, for our new patients, we already work on this so much. However, we still think in reactive terms. I want you to think in proactive verbiage. What are you going to say to a new patient to prepare them for the treatment experience, to prepare them for the doctor's clinical exam, to prepare them for the diagnostics? Pay special attention to every part. Take each patient and guide them through and think about the pre-framing statements. Now, we're reviewing some things, but we're taking it to a whole nother level. What should be said to the patient when they first fill out the paperwork? What should be said during the patient interview that you must emphasize what is going to happen here today, what makes your practice, you know, special, okay? What is your practice about in the first place? Why does this matter? At the same time, you want to make sure that you have them talking about their goals. Now, for our great clinical assistants, they take every different type of patient and think about what you should say when they first sit down. What you should say when you're talking about their next phase of treatment. When you're wanting to ask for a review or referral. What is the first statement, guiding, leading, pre-framing statement out of your mouth? And of course, in hygiene. Every single day with every single patient, you must think about and actually say to the patient what your goals are today. Do not be bashful about doing the full and comprehensive review of their health, and tell them why you do that and how it benefits them. If they have pending treatment, bring it up in advance. Pre-frame the patient for what we're going to discuss and revisit today. Again, everything is better when it's led first. And, of course, you better believe our doctors are not off the hook here. I want our doctors to practice exactly the first thing it is that they want to say when they see a new patient, or when they are about to diagnose, or when they are about to get the clinical yes. Think about how we set up and position, how we say to the patient that, well, of course, it's always better, and we found all of our patients, they love most receiving the implants, or that oftentimes patients aren't aware of the cosmetic enhancements that are possible and the life-changing impact that it can have on them. So let's talk about that now. You see, pre-framing statements. We're going to get more into stories and other things, okay, throughout the next few months. Right now, I want you to keep it very simple, very simple. I want you to work on the sentence you want to say before you engage the patient and whatever it is you're about to do with them. Now, finally, we have our checkouts. Okay, we have our exit to treatment coordinator, exit out the front door, reappointment of hygiene, discussion of next phase of treatment. We have full-fledged treatment conferences. We might just need to collect some money. Hopefully that's already been done by now. And we might be going over scheduling. This is very important when you're talking about prepaying and about the scheduling of full treatment in advance. It's all so important. And all together, every team member together equals one big whole. Okay, you equal the whole of all of this. So if we weave together all of your pre-framing statements, we already know you're great at the in-between stuff, and then you're going to be guiding the patient in advance through a positive expectation of what's going to happen, and it will be a beautiful, beautiful thing. There is no place that pre-framing won't work. There's no place. It won't work. It does take practice, and it will be worth it. Please expand what I'm saying here and really get into your own daily experiences and your interaction with patients and think deeply about it. Here's the thing. We have worked so hard on what to say when patients say something to us first. We have worked very diligently on the flow of the triangles. We've worked so much on how to develop tag teams and how to make communication more substantial. Now today, I want you to work on the first thing you say to your patients when you are wanting to set the expectations properly and position them for success by pre-framing. To start, I've outlined some general review questions for you all to work on as a team first. Then individually, you will develop your cause and effect pre-framing statements and express why you choose these, and why did you pick what you're about to say, and what the goal is that you're wanting to accomplish in the patient's mind. This is going to be an amazing thing, and then you can all help each other. Remember, it's always about being positive, not putting negative things in their heads, but expecting the best outcomes and helping your patients see, feel, believe in, and actually value what you do, what you're about to do, and what the reason why is all about. Now, done right, you will find this to be incredibly powerful, and you'll be educating your patients in the most proactive and responsible way. Now, remember, this begins first with you being more positive, with you having foresight beyond just this moment, with you calming down, slowing down, taking a deep breath, and not rushing. Okay? There's a lot more to talk about. But for today, this is more than enough. We'll pick up here next month. Please get to work and really make this your own. Your words will be words you remember and commit to using, and this should exemplify and showcase your practice mission and purpose and bring to life inside of your experience and culture what really makes you different and what you all stand for and what you do so well for your patients and the goals you want to achieve for them every single day. Now, that's exactly where we're going to go first on the leading questions. I want you to work on how you would describe what your practice is about. I want you to revisit your practice mission. And I want you to go back through what you do for every patient and your purpose. I want you to define your clinical philosophy and your philosophy of care for your patients. All of these should be represented, exemplified in everything you say. Now, from your perspective, you're then going to go into the biggest thing you must overcome in the mind of your patient from what you do specifically in your interaction. Then you're going to take that and you're going to go to work setting better expectations on what you can say to help your patients in advance, positively expecting the best outcomes that would help them get to where you want them to go in their minds as you move them forward with your part of the patient experience. For any type of patient, okay? It's that time again. Let's get to work. Let's make it happen. You're going to be amazing. You got this. And really, take it very seriously. And remember, so many things reactively cause us more work, more pain, more follow-up, more gaps, more volume to get to our goals, whereas everything proactively can set you up for success and give you the leverage you deserve to truly work smarter, not harder. That old saying, begin with the end in mind. Here we go again in the most advanced elite practice evolution process and practice focus we've ever put together. I'm excited to do it as a team, and I'm going to leave you to it right now.